Michael, we'll start with the positive stuff. It's a beautiful day here at Rockcliffe Hall, ready for a round of golf, and this is one of those great events, rare events, that where the North East comes together for an important cause.
Yeah, most definitely. I mean, this Bobby Robson Golf Charity has been going for numerous years now, and it's absolutely fantastic to see how much money has been raised. In days like this, you know, when it does galvanise everybody from the North East and brings everybody together, I think, you know, it can only be good for the area, and it's absolutely fantastic, and I'm pleased to be a part of it today.
So Bobby was one of those rare figures who could straddle divisions, wasn't he?
He was, yeah, and I think, you know, he was one of those guys who, when he walked in a room, he knew he was there. You know, he was a head turner and a true gentleman. Not just in sport, but in every walk of life, and you know, I think that's why, you know, he could certainly galvanise an area, and he's certainly done that over the years, and I think it's absolutely terrific.
I mean, the North East is known for its very, very passionate rivalry, but at the same time, this is a cause where there are no differences, because whether you're a Sunderland fan, Newcastle fan, Middlesbrough fan, cancer doesn't take any account of that, and it's a charity that is based in the North East to work through the NHS. I mean, it's an important message, that, isn't it?
It's a huge message, yeah. There's no question about that, you know, and people will always say every little helps, and this is not just little, this is absolutely huge. You know, the amount of money that's been raised over the years as well, and it's going to keep getting stronger and bigger and better. And the more people that can get involved in it and send out that message, even bigger than what it is now, the better it's going to be.
That's the positive message. Now, I'm sorry, I'm going to have to bring football into it. It's been another tough season for both clubs, but with your Sunderland hat on, what do you make of it? What do you make of it so far?
Yeah, listen, it's been a very difficult start to the season. I think that's obviously there for everybody to see. And it's frustrating, sometimes annoying, because we know that, you know, we have a decent squad of players that should be obviously doing a lot better than what they are. And that can only change with hard work and showing a little bit of passion. And I think everybody kind of rallying in the same direction, and that means fans, players, manager, chairman alike. We've all got to go in that same route. And if things start to change over the next couple of weeks, then we might have another miracle on our hands.
Seems very early in the season to be talking about that.
Yeah, well, it does, but it's obviously, this is the North East, this is Sunderland Football Club, and that just seems to be the way of life. So again, you know, we're stuck in that way of life again this season. You know, we don't seem to find ourselves in any comfortable situation. So let's go with it again.
And how are you enjoying life on this side of the fence, as it were? You've got a media career now. Are you enjoying that?
I absolutely love it. Yeah, I thought it was going to be less pressure actually, but it's not. You know, because if you say one wrong word, people jump on it like nobody's business. But no, it is. It's really good fun, and I'm still getting out to a lot of stadiums. I still watch a lot of football, and it's still me being a part of what I've been brought up and absolutely love.
Smashing. Thank you very much.
All right. Cheers.